Hey friends, and welcome to We Have Thoughts, where we have thoughts about movies. I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Joy.
And we're almost done with our conversations with Oscar series discussing the 2014 Best Picture nominees. Today's movie is The Wolf of Wall Street. And along with Best Picture, it was nominated for... Oh, God. I thought I was prepared. Sorry. Best Picture, Best Director, Martin Scorsese. Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. Best Supporting Actor, Jonah Hill. Best Adapted Screenplay, Terrence Winter, with 5 nominations and 0 wins. So what did we think? Did we love it? Did we hate it? Was it meh? Thoughts?
Was it everyone's first time watching?
No.
You watched it
before? I saw this. Yeah.
Oh. And you too?
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
Okay. And?
I asked you first.
Anna, you go.
I remember enjoying it the first time around, not really knowing what to expect. This time around, my first note is I feel like this is the tone that Adam McKay movies are trying to hit, but failing to do so.
Oh, okay.
That is a great point. I agree.
Because it's got like the, you know, the talking to the camera and the voiceover. And I felt like, I was like, oh, this is what I feel like Vice and what was the other one?
Big Short.
Yeah, I feel like that's what these were trying to do, but they didn't hit so well. But this one, I feel like tonally was really great and even all across the board.
Yeah, you can really tell, like, I was like, wow, Scorsese, he really knows how to direct movies. And because it feels so well orchestrated, everything came together so... Everything fit. All the parts fit right. Everybody was on their game. All the actors were doing really, really good stuff. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that because I don't think about Adam McKay. I don't think about Vice or, you know, The Big Short. But it's like what he wanted to be, but he doesn't have the skill to do that. You can't just be Martin Scorsese. Like, you just can't.
But also, I think the script, the screenplay by Terrence Winter was top notch. Rhythmically, it's beautiful. It's just, like I said, the tone is set throughout the entire movie, and I feel like it never was fucking long. It could have been a lot shorter.
Like at least 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so tight. Like, I really appreciated that. Not that I loved everything that I'm watching and that I hated
also
everyone
same.
In this movie, but
mm-hmm.
I thought it was such a tight script and so it was done so well. Crystal, what did you think?
Yeah, I'll agree with the technical aspects of it. I, on a taste level, I would say no. I feel like, because this movie is supposed to be like a satire and critique on capitalism, but it feels like Martin Scorsese and Terrence Winter got caught up in what living that life would have been like, and I feel like they maybe liked it a little too much. They wanted that crazy life, because at no point does Jordan, whatever his last name is, I forgot, at no point does he have like a time to atone for his actions or that against women or like little people or just like in general. And like, he doesn't even realize that it's wrong, and there's no moment of humility, of like reflection. You know, it's just kind of like, here's this crazy life, end.
That's not the story they were telling.
What story were they telling then?
They were telling this debauched story. Like, this guy is unapologetic. This guy is not redeemable. And I don't think you're supposed to want him to be.
Interesting. Because I feel like, what's the point of it if you're not going to give him an arc, a character arc? What's the point of showing this crazy white man doing whatever he wants? Because we know if it was someone else getting to do all these things, the outcome would have been way different. I mean, he literally makes a cameo in his own movie. He goes to makes all this money, goes to jail, continues to make more money. He gets a book, writes a book, makes more money. I'm pretty sure he made money somehow off the fact that I rented this movie as well. I don't even know how that works, how renting works. I don't know. But I don't know. I just feel like, well, what's the point? Like, I just didn't understand. To me, this movie feels like it was made by, taste level wise, by the guys who did Girls Gone Wild. It felt very just like erratic and like, I don't know. Like, it just, I understand the whole, like, this is the guy and this is his tenacity, I guess, and he's gonna make money, but, like, I just, what's the point? Like, I didn't see a point in it to me.
Yeah. I think that is the point, is that there is,
like, no point.
There is no point. This man was just so excessive to no end. And that was, you know, the 80s, the drugs and things that you could get away with. And yeah, I think that that kind of was the point of the movie, is like, look what these crazy white boys can get away with.
Also, it made me wonder, like, what's, I don't know enough about the rating system, but, like, I wonder what the difference is between NC-17 and rated R. Because I don't, I've never seen an NC-17 movie, but this felt very, like,
NC-17?
NC-17. I don't know.
That. Yeah, he, like, was straight up snorting crack out of her ass crack, like.
That's another thing, too. Like, I don't.
Crack out of the crack.
Like, nudity. I just got that. Nudity is whatever, but, like, I felt like it was. I don't know. I just felt like it was too much. And of course, it was female nudity, so whatever.
It felt very like Home Boob Office. Like,
oh, very.
Well, that's what it felt like to me. It just felt so tasteless in that regard. Like I said, like, you want to show them. I don't know. I'm trying to not sound like I'm clutching my pearls with this whole thing, because I wasn't. I was just kind of like, what is the point of you? I'm trying to find a way to phrase it so I don't sound like a church lady.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it was disgusting. I think it was so many times I was rolling my eyes and just going barf out loud. Yeah. Like, yeah, literally saying the word barf. But I think why it can get, why it gets away with it is the performances. Leonardo DiCaprio was a master in this. I know we'll probably talk on it more in a little bit, but how I feel like he should have won. Lead actor.
Really?
Over Matthew McConaughey, because,
well, we know how we feel about that.
Just that, those scenes where he's giving those speeches, masterful.
I'll save my shoot to Edge for, I'll wait for that.
As of right now, from what we've seen, he would have my vote.
Yeah, he's way far better than Matthew McConaughey.
And I,
is he better than Tom Hanks and Captain Phillips?
I think so.
Same.
Just because I feel like it's a bit meatier. There's there was just a bit more to it, I think. And maybe why I don't feel as, like, let down by this as I did with Captain Phillips is because this movie's telling the truth. Unapologetically, this is what this man is. This is what he did. He is garbage. He is trash. We are not trying to tell you otherwise. Whereas in Captain Phillips, we found out, like, oh, this wasn't the real story. And I don't know. I'm still butthurt about that.
You know what I feel? I think that, like, us as, like, I don't know. I would venture to say mature adults. We have enough. We have enough, like, cognitive ability to be like, okay, yeah, this is a good movie, but I understand that this man is trash and I shouldn't be trying to emulate this man, because, like, I'm not fucking stupid. Like, I shouldn't be going around being a drug addict, being a philanderer, being all these scamming people out of their money. But I feel where the problem comes from is that, like, because it's been so many years after this movie, the way that it's perceived, because I had an idea in my head about what this movie was going to be before I watched it, because I was like, if I ever meet any man who's like, oh yeah, Jordan Belfort, he's so fucking cool, Wolf of Wall Street is the best movie ever, immediately I'm like, red flag, please get out of my way, get out, bye. Fuck you, bye. But now watching it, I'm like, okay, he's a trash man, he should be in jail for 20 years or more or forever. And he didn't like you said, atone for any of the wrongdoings that he did. But I feel like I can discern, I have enough discernment to be like, yeah, it's just a movie and I shouldn't be trying to be this. But I feel like there's a great group of, not a great group, but I mean, there's a large amount of men that will be like, ooh, like, yeah, I totally love him. This movie's great, but for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And it got, you said, like, because we're mature adults, we can see it that way. But at no point does the movie tell you that what he did was wrong. That whole little people conversation they were having was so offensive. And at no point does the movie tell you, this is wrong. It's just how he is. It's fine. It's, he's just having a great time. Like, it never presents it to you in a way that's like, maybe this is a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it could have been compared to, I don't know, other rich people, or I don't know rich people, how people work. I don't know. I don't know. It just feels like there could have been a moment of like slight reflection, and I don't feel like there ever was that.
I feel like it, because it's so dialed up to like a 12, it kind of gets away without the lesson there, because you're like, this is so over the top. This is so wild. This is so insane that of course this isn't okay. But I do feel like they tried a little bit to show you with Kyle Chandler's character. Like, there's going to be consequences. We're here to show you that this is not okay. Like, he's being looked at, he's being investigated. But yeah, I think just because it's so insanely wild that they're betting on people watching it and going, this is so beyond.
Yeah, so you're like trying, you're comparing it to like a fantasy, like they look at it like a fantasy.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy. It's so stupid and just out of your mind that people should not take it seriously.
I just know that we're very mature adults and a lot of people aren't. So that's how I look at it. It's like, if some stupid person, immature person was reading, looking at this and going like, oh, I want that. I'm thinking like, ooh. At least with The Big Short, like, they had the voiceovers at the end be like, see, these guys are terrible and this is why. Like, I don't know. I struggle trying to figure out exactly the verbiage of why it didn't sit well with me. And I don't know.
And it's not supposed to.
I feel like a movie is so long. Why?
That was the thing, because I watched half of it and I was like, oh, it's about to end, because it was getting to more Kyle Chandler stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm about to finish this. I was halfway through the fucking movie. And I was like, I still have a whole nother, what else could you tell me about this man? He's already snorted coke off of every possible surface. Like, he's already done as many horrible things as I thought he could do. And then we went into like the second half and I was like, oh, he did get worse. How is that even possible? He did get worse. Like, just when I thought he couldn't be crazier, he got crazier.
I had a moment like I did when I was watching Tenet, where I paused it to go to the bathroom and I was like, oh, fuck, there's still over an hour? Like, man, I know I've seen this movie before, but damn.
I watched it all the way through because I was like, all right, I just got to
power through
this. Yeah.
I mean, I did too. I just paused it to go to the bathroom, but damn.
This movie feels like it's one of those where a college guy would hang this movie poster in his dorm room.
Oh, 100%.
I bet you they do.
Next to, also, it's probably liked by the same people who liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's what I feel.
It's film bros who are like, oh, I like it because it's Scorsese.
Film bro, yeah. That's
film
it.
Bro. Yeah, it feels very
It's Scorsese and it's DiCaprio, not the fact that there's naked women everywhere.
As you said, film bro.
Yeah. No, this is a definite film bro film, but I do think there are some bright spots and some good qualities in it. Mostly in that, like, I feel like the script was really well done. Scorsese did a great job, and then the performances were so well done. Margot Robbie was phenomenal.
Yeah, she knew good supporting actress. Yeah, where's her supporting actress nom? She should have gotten one.
I don't know about that, but I do like her accent. Who won that year again? Lupita Nyong'o. Okay.
Yeah. She wasn't gonna win over that, but would have been good.
The guy who played Steve Madden is Jake Hoffman, Dustin Hoffman's son. Fun fact. Also, okay, so Leonardo DiCaprio was paid $25 million for this movie.
Wow.
Insane. Jonah Hill, just because he so badly wanted to work with Scorsese, took the SAG minimum, which was $60,000.
Was this Jonah Hill's first nomination?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was like his big break.
Super bad, well, I believe his big break, but.
Well, I mean, like into like
acting.
Into like these bigger roles.
Yeah, into more like award stuff.
I have another thing too. Why are women surprised when their man cheats on them when they started their relationship cheating on their wife with them?
Yeah, like, being like the person you're cheating with, and then having like a supposedly monogamous relationship, like that's not how that works.
Listen, I'm not gonna judge you because I know, you know, love makes you do stupid things, and I understand, but like, girl, stop. If he's starting a relationship by cheating on his person with you, he's trash. Okay, plain and simple. PSA for everyone who's listening. There you go. So, no one. Also, all the money in the world cannot buy you dance moves. Because some of those guys,
my God,
were terrible dancers.
Awful.
Jesus.
So funny.
I just, there's a reason. Question.
Would you shave your head for $10,000? I would.
How many wigs can $10,000 buy me?
I don't know.
I could use $10,000. Sure, why not?
Yeah,
probably.
Hair. Probably, yeah.
It's just, I mean, my hair grows back pretty quickly. So.
Why should be the one time it doesn't grow back if you shave it all?
Fuck. I've always wanted to, just for like, I don't know, it just seems
kicks
cool.
And giggles.
Yeah.
Me too. I've always wanted to, until like the last few years when I've realized, oh, you have the weirdest shaped head. You can never shave. You can never shave your head because my head is the craziest fucking shape. I've got flat spot. I've got these big old temples that are like protruding out my side. My head is weird.
So did you erase it off your bucket list? You're like, yeah, nope, never mind.
I had to scratch it off going to pick something else. This is not going to work.
That's really funny. What else? I wrote Misogyny the Movie.
There you go. That's a great title.
Also, all this money and he flies commercial? What? He doesn't have a private jet?
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
At least like to rent, because I know you can like rent a private jet. Like you just pay them and like, come on.
Exactly. He flies commercial? What is this? I do that, not you. Anyways. Also, they made that Matthew McConaughey grunt into a song. Oh, my God. It reminds me, at the very end credits is the grunt that he does. They made it into a song? They made it at the end credits. You didn't listen to it? You didn't hear it?
No.
Are you kidding? After 3 hours, I was like, turn this fucking thing off.
Yeah, I just turned it off immediately.
No, I think I ran to the bathroom. I came back and I was like, what's happening? it reminds me of when they turned that poem from Mockingjay to a song, and I was like, what is happening here?
Oh, the hanging tree?
This sounds like on the radio. Like the capital
or my favorite story of all is before the movie came out, before Mockingjay came out, Crystal and I auditioned. We were in a production of Hairspray. And at my audition, some girl went in there and made up her own tune to the song, The Hanging Tree, and sang it as her audition song. And we were like, what the fuck?
I forgot all about that. What
Shut
a moment.
Up.
Oh my it was God. Brilliant.
Also, I have John Bernthal with the heart, Kyle Chandler with the heart, and John Dujardin with the heart.
I know. I was like, oh, John Dujardin did do something after.
He's
the
so fabulous.
Artist.
He's great. He's really famous in France.
Oh, good for him. He's great. John Bernthal, again, we ask, can you please do some rom-coms? Can you stop doing this kind of movie and do a rom-com? It'll be so cute.
He's
like,
so
everyone would watch
handsome.
It.
So handsome.
Everybody's accents, actually, this is a good accent movie. Like, everyone did really well. It was pretty believable. Like, Jonah Hill, good job. You did deserve that Oscar nom. It was good.
His creepy teeth. I couldn't get over his creepy
oh my God, yeah.
White, straight teeth.
What do you call them? Chiclets?
But every time his mouth would be, like, open, I'm like, oh, stop. Close your damn mouth. Also, the physical comedy was really great in this. Like, it's such a physical movie in general, but
yeah,
I mean it's a pretty famous scene. Everyone talks about the lemon scene where he's trying to, like,
crawling along the floor.
Yes, I remember laughing my ass off in the theater because I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I know it's a famous scene. I never heard of it before this movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's when people talk about this movie, it's like, oh, and that scene where he's, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
High off his ass.
High off his ass. And then he has to, like, because they shot it in a real house.
Did he really throw himself down the stairs?
I don't know if he really threw himself down the stairs, but it was his idea to open the door with his foot. And because of the way the door opens, like, he ended up straining his back pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
But then when they got to the house and he had to tackle Jonah Hill from across the island, they filmed it in a real house, so they couldn't, like, get rid of the island like they had wanted to. But it ended up being a really great piece of physical comedy of him just, like, throwing himself across onto that island. So great.
That was one of the things. I was like, I wasn't expecting to laugh as much as I did, like, the ridiculousness of it. And mostly it was, like, Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio and their physical comedy. Those two have such great chemistry together.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like them together. I didn't like anything of what they were doing, but, like,
no.
It's some really good acting. And, like, they really, that was a good matchup for sure. Even a good acting matchup.
Even that first time they did drugs together in the back of that restaurant, and he was like, let's go run. Like, we got to run. Like, you're like, oh, okay. They work. They've got it. They've got great chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of great chemistry in this movie.
Yeah.
I also loved.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I loved a lot of the side character work in the office. All of those guys felt like fully fleshed out characters, even though they, you know, in total got 15, 20 minutes of screen time. His assistant was great. I really liked
her.
Other
founders.
And that girl, Kimmy, who was like, I fucking love you, Jordan, at the end.
And then when she's getting carted off by the FBI. It was so funny. Also, his dad, what's his name? Is that Reiner? What's his name?
Yeah.
Rob Reiner?
Yeah,
Rob Reiner. I love him. He's great. He's a great like shoo-in for like a dad role, like just
great
any
character
dad.
Actor.
Mm-hmm. He's great. I love him. Yeah. Fuck. The 80s are wild. Wall Street is trash. What else?
You know, for this movie being 3 hours long, we're, you know, not even 25 minutes into talking about it, and I feel like we've talked about it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a testament to the movie right there.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot that could have been condensed, at least, like, to 2 hours. I don't think it needed to be dragged on that long. And that's more of the, like, gratuitous aspect of, like, the gratuitous drug use and you know, sex, all of that. A lot of that could have been edited down. Because we get it. He's, like, gross and over the top, and it doesn't need to be that much of it. So that...
Yeah, the whole scene on the plane on the way to Switzerland felt, like, unnecessary.
Yeah, that was too much.
Oh, man, I forgot to write down the other ones that were bothering me that I was like, this could have been cut down for time. But, yeah, there was definitely moments where I was like, this could have saved us 10 minutes. This could have saved us 5 minutes. This could have saved me from seeing this girl's boobs.
Or entire body.
There was a lot of everything. Yeah. I really hope
those ladies got paid a lot of money. Because
I hope they did. They better have. They earned it.
I mean, not that, again, like, I don't have a problem with nudity, whatever, but, like, it has to have a purpose. And I'm thinking of the one specifically where it was that girl, she walks into the room and she's fully nude, and she's in bed with...
Is it John Dujardin?
I don't remember any. John Dujardin, and I'm like, do we really need to see all of them? Considering he's fully clothed and she's not. very cheap. All of it felt very cheap. The nudity felt very cheap.
Very, very. HBO has an inflated budget, so they're just going to use it on nudes.
Did we want to go through the categories?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So best picture. Do we start from the bottom or the top? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Best picture. Should it be here?
I don't disagree with it.
Okay. Sure.
I'm going to say no. All right. Best director. I will say yes on that. Martin Scorsese. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He's a legend for a reason.
Just know how to edit, but he does do a good job. And like kind of what Wathana said, was tight. Let me a tight script. Best actor, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
For sure.
Had he won over Matthew McConaughey, would you have preferred that? Yeah.
That's what I said earlier, yeah.
Okay, best supporting actor, Jonah Hill.
Sure.
Yeah, I would nominate him for sure. Sure.
That's how I feel about both of these in these acting categories. Sure. What's the next one? Best adapted screenplay.
What else? I'll say yes. Adapted?
Okay. No. Oh, because it's from his
His memoir.
That's right. Yeah, those are it. Those are the categories. And the winner for adapted screenplay is 12 Years a Slave, which we have not got to yet.
I am surprised that it only got the 5 noms.
Is there anywhere it should have been? That's a good question. Best animated film. Best documentary.
Best foreign language.
Yikes.
they spoke some different languages in there.
Yeah, some languages I don't want to speak. Like Wall Street language.
But also like French and...
like how American of you, Joy.
I don't know if I would, I don't feel comfortable enough saying I think it should have been nominated for this or that. But because it's just a Scorsese movie, I'm just surprised that it only got those 5. Mm. You know?
Mm. I'm trying to think where other places it would be. I guess you could add supporting actress if you wanted to, because y'all said y'all liked Margot Robbie. It's already got a screenplay nom. It's not really a technical movie, so
right.
there's no real costume. Costume, I guess.
Yeah.
Editing, maybe. There's no visual effects. Cinematography.
No.
No. Production design, no. Sound.
No, I think it was nominated in all the right places. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
Original like song? I mean, it is original, so.
You want to do some rankings?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. One moment.
How many of these have we done, Joy?
I forgot.
That's your line, Joy.
Joy, Crystal, do you have yours ready?
I do, actually.
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom. So my number 8 is going to be Dallas Buyers Club. Number 7 is going to be The Wolf of Wall Street. Number 6, American Hustle. Number 5, Nebraska. Number 4, Philomena. Number 3, Captain Phillips. Number 2, Her. And number 1, Gravity.
I love when these get different.
Right? And it's fun.
Boy,
it's fun.
Are ours different.
I love it.
Okay, so coming in at the bottom, I have Dallas Buyers Club as well.
That's not changing.
And then I have Nebraska at number 7, Captain Phillips at number 6, American Hustle at number 5, Wolf of Wall Street at number 4, Philomena at 3, Her at 2, and Gravity in first place.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, I love when we're different. I love when we disagree. It makes interesting conversations.
Joy.
Oh my God, hold on.
You've literally had weeks to do this, Joy.
I know, but I forget. Okay, at the bottom, Dallas Buyers Club, and then American Hustle, and then Nebraska, and then Captain Phillips, followed by The Wolf of Wall Street, and then Philomena, and then her, and then Gravity.
Very similar to yours, Anna, right?
Yeah, ours were pretty similar.
Okay, all right. So that's The Wolf of Wall Street. What did you think of it? Did you like it? Did you love it? Was it meh? Let us know.
I didn't see a wolf, so, you know, that was inaccurate. Not correctly
false
titled.
Advertising.
Yeah. He's a liar, which we know. So actually that works for him, you know, a liar. That's how that goes.
Among other things. Oh, yeah. Look, your floor.
Woo. And your foot.
Oh my God, I figured out how to put all three of us on there. Okay, great. Cool.
And we're done.
Next up, we'll be talking about the Best Picture winner, 12 Years Woo. A Slave. What was that?
Because Joy did it and I copied her.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Look, guys, my roots are coming in.
So check back with us for the next episode where we'll be talking about all the nominations, all for the whole year, and what we think and how we feel.
Have a good day. Have a good week.
Bye.
Drink water. Bye.